This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Thousands of people have taken to the streets in Russia to demand the release of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. And now, thousands of arrests. Russian police have detained more than 3,000 protesters Sunday, according to OVD Info, a monitoring organization. Authorities mounted a massive effort to stop the demonstrations after tens of thousands of people rallied across the country last weekend in the most widespread show of discontent in Russia in years. Navalny, an anti-corruption activist, was jailed immediately after returning to his home country in mid-January after recovering abroad from a poison attack. He has blamed his poisoning on the Kremlin, which has been denied. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed the protests on Twitter Sunday. He condemned the, quote, persistent use of harsh tactics against peaceful protesters and journalists by Russian authorities for a second week. Reports from Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, say a huge explosion has happened near a popular hotel on the road to the airport. Witnesses say the massive blast occurred near Hotel Afrique, a popular hotel near a busy security checkpoint to the Mogadishu airport. Initial reports say suspected Al-Shabaab gunmen stormed the hotel and a fierce exchange of gunfire between security forces and gunmen was taking place inside. A team of World Health Organization scientists continue their coronavirus investigation in Wuhan, China, Sunday, visiting the wet market believed to be the source of the virus in late 2019. We're following this story on VOAnews.com. Go there for the latest. This is VOA.